Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. Again, we're talking about heaven or hell, the kingdom of God. Again, it's heaven or hell, the kingdom of God. Our text is coming from 1 Corinthians. It's going to be 9 through 11, but at this time I'm going to read verse 11. It reads as follows: "And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Heavenly Father, we just thank you again. We magnify you, glorify your mighty name for who you are and what you are in our life. We just ask that you will continue to give us knowledge and wisdom of your will pertaining to who you are and our God. Father, we just thank you. For it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. We're going to be talking about heaven or hell, the kingdom of God. Amen. This is the word of God. So if you do not like to hear the truth, amen, you need to close your ears, amen, because we're dealing with truth on today, amen. The Bible says, amen, in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he says in verse 9, he said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, or effeminate, or abusers of themselves, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Amen. Amen. So we're going to start, amen, and by the way that we start, we're going to address these words, amen, amen, that he has here. First of all, we have to understand that he said that we were some of these things. Christians should not be some of these things, so we were some of these things, amen, all right, Christians? So we shouldn't be practicing these things. You shouldn't be getting angry with me about, amen, going through these things if you're not practicing these things, amen, hallelujah. First of all, he says unrighteousness, amen. He said those that are unrighteous, amen. And in the Greek, this word is talking about the breaking God's law, amen. People who constantly break God's laws, amen. They are the unrighteous, amen. They are not in right standing with God, amen. So he said you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let me just tell you pertaining to inheriting the kingdom of God. The Bible says we was adopted as sons. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how we had been eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So, if you are not adopted as sons, or if you are not born again, meaning born from above, amen, you are not eligible for the kingdom of God, amen, amen. So the kingdom of God is twofold. First of all, you have to be given the Spirit of God in order for that Spirit to guide you, amen, to his literal kingdom, amen, meaning his future kingdom, hallelujah, amen, so that you will know and understand what's really going on by when he said, the kingdom of God. You're not inheriting God's Spirit. Are you not inheriting heaven? Hallelujah. Oh, God. The scripture says fornicators. Amen. Oh, God. Fornicators. Amen. Is where we get the Greek word pornos. Amen. Pornos, where we get our English word porno, amen. It says to sell off property, amen, a male prostitute, amen. In this particular text, amen, to sell off property, amen, as a male prostitute, to sell yourself, men, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Idolaters, amen. This word idolaters is a worship or the service of an image. Amen. The word image is icon. We get our English word icon from the image, and it means a representation. A prototype, amen. He's talking like somebody that is recognized as a god, an icon like Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, amen. He's not necessarily talking about a statue. He's talking about a human being that you recognize. Amen, as an icon or a god, hallelujah, you need to stop worshiping, amen, these people, hallelujah, oh God. adulterers, amen, unlawful relations in a marriage, unlawful, unrighteousness in a marriage, hallelujah, oh God, an adulterer, oh God, it means that you are unlawful in your marriage pertaining to God's laws, amen, hallelujah, infamy, amen, infamy, amen. This word in the Greek means a soft person, a soft man, amen, hallelujah. In the ancient times, amen, these soft men in which we'll talk with the Bible speak of infamous, amen, was called Canaanites, amen. Again, they was called Canaanite, amen, and it's where we get pedestal from, which comes out in English words, pedophile, amen. What the grown men would do, they would get a companion in a young boy, amen, and get him as a companion in relations with male or male, amen, hallelujah. And they would have relations one to another in which we recognize today, amen, as a pedophile relationship, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, that's having sexual relationship with someone that's underage of the same agenda. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The next one, amen, in which we're going to stop here, is sodomite. Amen. And in the Greek here, is a male engaging in same gender sexuality. Hallelujah. Now, there's a lot of confusion using this word, sodomite. Amen. So what they did, instead of using sodomite, they put the definition of sodomite in, which is abusive of themselves with mankind. Amen. The original text has the word sodomite in it. Amen. The word sodomite, amen, in the Old Testament is talking about a prostitute, a male prostitute, someone who was selling themselves, amen. And usually the prostitutes in these days, in the ancient days, was usually religious. They was usually prostituting for a particular god. It was a religious thing that they would have the prostitutes there as the people come in to worship, amen, and they had to sleep with the prostitutes, whether they was male or female. See, Solomon had a house of prostitution for males and females. Amen. So we know that there are religious prostitutes, amen, back in the day, in ancient times. But don't get this confused, because they didn't have that many words to explain what they were saying, amen. So sodomite, amen, not only means that, amen, it also means the other. Now, homosexual was not a word that was established back then. Amen. So it wasn't established to after the first century. Amen. So it wasn't a word that was used back then. This is the reason why you have the word sodomite, amen, holomite, which is a compound word just as homosexual is a compound word. The word homo means same gender, amen, hallelujah. That's what the word homo means, same gender, amen. And what they're talking about here is a male engaged in same gender, amen, same gender sexuality, amen. But I know some people are going to say, well, he lying. He's just attacking homosexuality. No, I'm not attacking homosexuality. I'm giving you the truth. I'm going to give you an Old Testament verse, and I'm going to give you a New Testament verse so that you will understand what I'm talking about. Amen. The Old Testament is still intact. Amen. God didn't take away the Old Testament. God took away the religious part of the Bible. He fulfilled it. Amen. He became the Lamb of God. There's no more rituals. Amen. God took them away. Amen. There's no more sacrifice. God fulfilled all of that by becoming the Lamb. Amen. We still have to follow the law. Amen. That God established. Hallelujah. On that note, let's go to Leviticus, amen, chapter 18:22. The scripture said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with a womankind. It is an abomination. That's straight to the teacup. That's straight to the keycup. You can't get around that. That's to the teacup, baby. You ain't going no way around that. Amen. Let's go to 20, Leviticus 20. Amen. 13, it says, if a man also lie with mankind as lie with a woman, both of them shall have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the Old Testament scripture. The New Testament. Amen. Let's go to Romans. Paul put it in writing. Ain't nobody trying to attack nobody. It's a sin. It's a sin. These are all of people who are all are committing sins, and all of these sins need to be repented. Amen. All of them. If they don't be repented, he said, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot inherit God's spirit. You cannot inherit God's heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you can talk and say what you want, but the Bible is the truth. I don't believe you. I don't believe none of them but the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says this. Amen. Romans 1:26. Who changed the truth of God? Changed the truth of God, amen, into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who are blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them over to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use. The natural use, he's talking about purpose, the natural use unto which is against nature. You mean you're going against what God said before this foundation of this world? You're going against it. If God set it in place and you're doing something different, you are against God. Hallelujah. He said, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. The natural use of the woman. Amen. Burning in their lust, one toward another, men with men. Oh, God, you can't go past this. Working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error, which was met. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Don't nobody have to attack nobody. Could somebody just read the Bible, amen? Read the Bible and understand what the Bible say about certain situations, certain sins, or certain things that we don't supposed to be doing as Christian, amen? We don't supposed to be doing as God's creation, amen? God wants us to be obedient, but he knows that there is some that's not going to believe his word. It is right here in the word. So I'm asking you, amen, read this word, amen, and repent. Hallelujah. Repent on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, church, if you're doing these things, repent. I say, people, if you're doing these things, repent. If God has truly called you, amen, to the kingdom, if God has truly called you to the ministry, you need to acknowledge him through repentance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I preach in Jesus' name the truth, that the truth may set somebody free. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the people who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, church. What is we not inheriting? For our close here today, I want you to go with me to Luke chapter 17. Amen. So that we can understand what we are not inheriting. Amen. Amen. The scripture says this in Luke chapter 17. Amen. We're going to start at verse 20. The scripture reads in verse 20, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God shall come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, meaning that you won't see it here or there with your eyes, amen, It's not something that you will observe. Amen. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. What do you mean? The kingdom of God is in your temple. Amen. Your temple is your body. Amen. And you should do anything to your temple, your body, because your body is where God resides, is where his spirit resides, is where the kingdom resides. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we need to understand who God is and that he's a mighty God. Amen. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, he said the kingdom of God is inside us, which is his spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scriptures say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Everything is God. Who are you? Everything belongs to God Almighty, church. I come to ask you today. I come to ask you today, who are you? You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with Jesus' death. He's resurrected for you and I to be able to overcome these things, to be able to have a part in his kingdom. I ask you again today, this church, I ask you again here, who are you? Amen.